It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Tom Kay with Huntington City, and we're going to talk all about Heritage Days. It's coming up this weekend, starting on Friday. They've got a whole list of great things, plus not just one night, but two nights of fireworks. We're going to talk about everything that's coming up. If you're looking for something fun to do for the whole family this weekend, head on over to Huntington. Mr. Tom Kay, how are you this morning, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you been doing?
We're doing just fine, just fine. So, yeah, we talked briefly before we got on here about the rodeo. You said the rodeo went great. Good times were had by all.
Rodeo was really great rodeo. The stock was good. The people come out, supported our rodeo both nights. It was a full house both nights, and it was a really good rodeo.
All right, so now let's dive in to Heritage Days, and everything kicks off this Friday, July 1st, and so let's just go down the whole list of things that are happening this weekend.
Okay, on July 1st, it starts at 5 p.m., we'll have a pickleball tournament at the softball complex there here in Huntington. Then at 6:30, we'll have an ice cream social, which is free. It's sponsored by BK Stop and Shop. Then at 6:30 also, we'll have a cornhole tournament, $20 a team. It will be at the rodeo grounds. And that was sponsored by All Red Construction. And then at 7 to 9:30, we'll have entertainment by Powerhouse. They're a music group coming from up north, a band, which they play all range of music. And then at 9:45, we got a movie. It's Wrong Gone Wrong at the junior high. Bring your chairs, bring your blankets, enjoy the evening.
And that wraps up day one right there with the movie. And then we kick it into Saturday. What's going to happen on Saturday?
Well, Saturday we were going to start at 9 a.m. with a fun shoot, but that got canceled with the last bunch of rains we had come through. It flooded out the fun shoot course for the shoot, so we had to cancel that. So anything won't start till 6 p.m. at the junior high, at Canyon View Junior High. At 6, we'll have entertainment by Creep. They play 90 music, rock and roll music. Then at 7, we have a horseshoe tournament at the rodeo grounds. That is sponsored by Mitchell's Funeral Home. Then at 8:30 to 9:45, we'll have Hypno Hick. He's really good. Everybody likes watching him hypnotize the adults and kids, and it's really fun. Then at 9:15, we'll have a kid bike parade of lights. So the kids decorate your bikes, put lights on them, and come out and up to the junior high. We got a little track they run on, of course, and that will be fun. And at 9:45, we'll have the fireworks.
And that's the great thing, is that's just the first night of fireworks, correct?
First night of fireworks. First night of fireworks. And that, so we got two nights of fireworks.
And then Sunday, we're going to take a little bit of a break, but there's going to be a patriotic program on Sunday evening. So let's talk about that for just a moment.
Yeah, there's going to be the Glee Club. It's going to put on a patriotic program. They're at the Huntington Steak Center on Main Street, the church on Main Street, and that's a real good program. Need to come out, listen to it. There'll be afterwards, there'll be some soda and cookies and that, if you want to come out and do that. It's just a good patriotic program for the force.
Okay, and that's the only thing that's going on Sunday. But to make up for it, you're starting early Monday morning, aren't you?
Starting early Monday morning. Monday morning's the big one. At 7:30 to 9:30, we got the breakfast at the city park on Main Street. And come out, have breakfast. At 9 a.m., we'll have the American flag retirement ceremony at the city park, also there on Main Street. Then at 10 a.m., we got the big parade on Main Street. Bring kids out, line up, grab, and that. They'll we expect there will be a lot of candy thrown for the kids. So, and that then at 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that we have the kids' attractions up to the junior high. That's all free. There's going to be a bunch of stuff for the kids, bounce houses. I mean, we got so much lined up for them, and that is just too much to mention. And that then at 11 a.m. to 1:30, we got entertainment of Cody Robbins. He's a country singer, and that he's coming to play. And at 2:15 to 3:30 p.m., once again, we got Hypno Hick come out, and that he's, like I said, he's really great. And that then at 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we got entertainment by Creep. Then we got lawnmower races at 6 p.m. at the rodeo grounds. And the big entertainment, once again, is from 7 p.m. to 9:45 p.m. We got Charlie Jenkins coming. And so that's, we're excited to have him again. And then at 9:45 p.m. is the big fireworks show.
So a great weekend of fun going on over there in Huntington. Now, if anybody has questions about any of this, can they just call, like, the town hall, and they've got all the info that they're going to need?
Yes, call town hall, yes.
All right, Tom Kay with Huntington City. I'm going to let you go because you got a busy weekend ahead of you. You might need to relax for a moment because it's going to be downright busy over in Huntington this weekend for Heritage Days. I hope you guys have a great celebration. Have fun, and I'll try and sneak over there and have some fun with you. How's that?
All right, sounds good.
Thank you, sir, very much.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.